All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, earlier this week, a bit of a shocker from the NFL world as Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo decided to call it a career after 13 years in the NFL. Now, of course, when you are the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you are always put under the microscope, and of course, they expect you to bring championships to Big D. That was not the case for Tony Romo on his watch, as he had a career record of 78 victories to 49 losses, while he threw 248 touchdown passes to 117 interceptions. Romo also had a 2-4 record in the postseason. And of course, if you can't get it done in January in Dallas, the folks will always remember that. Now, you look at the stats, and Tony Romo put up some good stats. He threw for over 34,000 yards during his career. I know people are going to make the case for him to be a Hall of Famer. I'll tell you like this, a guy like Tony Romo belongs in the Hall of Very Good. You look at some of the tough losses that he has had to endure throughout his career. You go back to the 2006 postseason when the Dallas Cowboys were set to tie the game win the game against the Seattle Seahawks, and Tony Romo botched the snap on the field goal. You go back to 2007 when the Cowboys had the best record in the NFC, but they were one and done in the postseason as they fell to the New York Giants. You go back to 2008 where Dallas entered week 17 needing to win and get to the postseason, and they lost 44-6 on the road to the Philadelphia Eagles. Then, of course, there were 2011, 2012, and 2013. Why? The Cowboys entered each season in going into week number 17 needing a win to secure the NFC East title. In 2011, they lost to the Giants. In 2012, it was the Washington Redskins. And in 2013, it was the Philadelphia Eagles. And in all of those games, Romo threw interceptions that led to points for their opponents, and they were extremely pivotal. Now, I'll tell you like this, Romo has dealt with his fair share of injuries over the years. You look at the last 2 years, he has only started 4 contests. And of course, last preseason, he suffered that back injury against the Seattle Seahawks, and it looked like it wasn't that big at the time. But then, of course, Dak Prescott steps in, and basically Tony Romo got Wally Pipped. And as the situation escalated, and of course the Cowboys continued to win games, you always wondered, well, will Tony Romo get his chance to come back? And I figured it wasn't going to be with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I expected the Cowboys to release him, but then team owner slash president Jerry Jones decided to try to trade him, and nobody was really willing to take the bait. I'll tell you like this. There were some suitors out there for Tony Romo if he still wanted to play. You heard about the Denver Broncos and you heard about the Houston Texans. And I all along, I thought the Houston Texans made the most sense. I mean, you look at the Houston Texans, they traded quarterback Brock Osweiler to the Cleveland Browns in anticipation of attempting to get Romo. And if Romo did want to continue his career, the Texans made the most sense. But I'll tell you like this, Romo is going into the broadcast booth as he is joining the CBS team. He's going to be on their top team with Jim Nantz as Phil Simms is getting bumped down on the pecking order right there. But it's a situation for Romo. You still get the opportunity to be around a game that you love. You're getting paid. And more importantly, you're not taking the punishment physically. And that's a big thing, because you look at the hits that Romo has taken over the past few years, and Tony Romo is a good big hit away from doing serious damage to his body. So I think now was a perfect time for him to walk away. I know there are going to be people that speculate and say, well, Romo might get the itch to come back. Yeah, you can have the itch to come back, but at some point, Father Time is always undefeated. And you know, those aches and pains, once you get to be a mid-30 or close to your 40s as a professional athlete, you know, it makes you think twice about going out there and doing it. So I think he made the right decision to walk away now. Like I said, he's going to be remembered as being in the Hall of Very Good. And it's kind of like that cycle for the Dallas Cowboys. Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach were the only quarterbacks to lead their team to championships. But of course, you had Don Meredith down there. You had Danny White down there. Now I put Tony Romo in that same category. Good quarterbacks that unfortunately were unable to lead their team to a title. But I'll tell you like this, in the franchise history of the Dallas Cowboys, it's going to be a long time before anybody forgets number 9 and what he did for them under center. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming National Football League draft. You can also check me out this Monday night, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.